Surah An-Nisa, verses 142 to 150.
Surely the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah. It's not possible to deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reality is wa huwa khadi'uhum, whilst it is He who actually leaves them in deception. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot be deceived, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the hypocrites in their deception. From time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat wherein the hypocrites were exposed. So they were exposed in the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew who they were. He could not be deceived by them. But they were deceiving themselves into thinking that they are deceiving the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them in their deception, and they are the losers in this dunya and in the akhirah. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَى, they stand up reluctantly, half-heartedly. Why? Only to be seen by people, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They wanted to be counted among the Muslims or to be known as Muslims, but in their hearts there was kufr. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they hardly ever remember Allah but a little. So they would only attend the salah so that people would know that they are Muslims. In reality, they were not Muslims. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, Ayah 143, vacillating between this and that. Surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were neither on this side nor on that side, not decisive, مُذَبْذَبِينَ, sitting on the fence, vacillating between this and that. لَا إِلَهَا أُولَى, neither totally on one side, وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَى, nor totally on the other side. Because of their worldly benefits, when it was good to be with the Muslims, they would be with the Muslims. And when it was good to be with the kuffar, they would be there. Wherever they saw their benefits, this is where they were. Not decisively on any side. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves to go astray, you would never find a way of guidance for him. Ayah 144, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. Do not take the disbelievers as your friends or your allies to the exclusion of the believers. This is what the munafiqeen were doing. If you do that, أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا. Do you wish to provide Allah clear evidence against yourselves? This is the conduct of munafiqeen, forming allies and friends with the kuffar to the exclusion of the believers. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Indeed, Ayah 145, indeed the hypocrites will be in the lowest depth of the fire, lower than the kuffar. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And you will never find any helper for them. Exception, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except those who repent. وَأَصْلَحُوا, they make the islah, they reform themselves. وَاَعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and they hold firmly unto Allah, not being on both sides. وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ, and who make their faith pure for Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so those are with the believers. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and very soon Allah تبارك وتعالى will grant the believers a great reward. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why would Allah punish you if you are grateful for His commandments, for His deen, and believe in it? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, Allah is appreciating, all-knowing. Next ayah 148, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء. Allah does not like evil to be openly uttered and exposed. If anybody has a flaw in him, whether it pertains to his deen or to his dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like publicly broadcasting people's evils. إلا من ظلم, except in the case of those who have been oppressed. If somebody has been oppressed, he has a right to complain about the person who has oppressed him, and in that way he will openly speak about something which is bad. But otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like evil to be openly uttered and exposed. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite knowing the munafiqeen, never exposed them openly. So if a person has a fault in his deen or dunya, it should not be exposed and publicized and spoken about. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, all knowing. In tubdu khayran, if you do a good deed openly, aw tukhfuhu, or you do it in secret, aw ta'fu an su, or you forgive an evil deed, fa inna Allah kana afuwan qadira, Allah is all forgiving, all powerful. Despite Allah being all powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. So that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging you also to forgive. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, indeed those who disbelieve in Allah and in His messengers. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, and they wish to make a distinction between Allah and His messengers. How? They say, نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ, we believe in some, وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ, and we disbelieve in some. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا, and they wish to adopt a position in between the two. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا, those are the actual disbelievers, making a distinction between the Anbiya. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, and we have prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, those who believe in Allah and all His messengers. وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, and they make no division or distinction between them. أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, to them He will grant their rewards. كَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, Allah is all most forgiving, very merciful. جزاكم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم, وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء, ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين, أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا. إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار, ولن تجد لهم نصيرا. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين, وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم, وكان الله شاكرا عليما. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم, وكان الله سميعا عليما. إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفوا عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم.